It's a beautiful time of year to be out walking. The weather's warming up. Nature makes these walks amazing. But sometimes life is so busy, finding time for the walk can be a challenge. My sponsor, Factor Meals, has the solution. And in a moment, I'm going to tell you how to save 50% off at factormeals.com. Every meal is fresh, never frozen. They only take 2 minutes. Meals like artichoke and spinach chicken with roasted zucchini and tomato butter. This is one of my favorites from Factor Meals. I loved it. And it was ready in 2 minutes. So no shopping, no prepping, no cooking, no cleaning up. More time for these wonderful walks outdoors. Head to factormeals.com/walking50. Use code walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. That's code walking50 at factormeals.com/walking50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Walking outside is a healthy thing to do, but most of the time, 90% of the time, we spend indoors. And are you aware that according to the EPA, the indoor air that we breathe is 2 to 5 times more polluted than this outdoor air? My sponsor, Air Doctor, has the solution. And by the way, they're offering you up to $300 off. I'll give you some details in just a moment. Air Doctor filters out 99.99%. That's almost perfect. Things in the air that can cause problems like allergens, pollen, pet dander, dust mites, mold spores, even bacteria and viruses that could make you sick. Here's the thing. Air Doctor comes with a 30-day breathe easy money back guarantee. So if you don't love it, just send it back for a refund minus the shipping. Head to airdoctorpro.com. Use the promo code WALKING to receive up to $300 off air purifiers. And exclusive to podcast customers, you'll also receive a free 3-year warranty on any unit, which is an additional $84 value. Lock this special offer by going to airdoctorpro.com and use the promo code WALKING. Today's 10-minute walk is helping you stay fitness consistent. So I've been doing something a little bit different when I am out walking. I wear glasses. I guess I'm nearsighted. I can't see things far away clearly, so I need glasses to correct that. Actually, my close-up vision is still pretty decent, but my distance vision is not. And so I have prescription glasses. I have prescription sunglasses, which is typically what I wear when I'm out walking, because I want to be able to see what's happening around me. Well, I've also got some sunglasses that are not prescription glasses. They're made by Goodr, G-O-O-D-R. This, by the way, is not a commercial. And I've been wearing these sunglasses in the Walking is Fitness YouTube videos because they're just fun. And I've got several different colors. Ava's got a bunch of them, so I just have fun changing those up. And so that's what I'm wearing in the videos on the Walking is Fitness YouTube channel. So when you see me wearing those glasses, I can see the camera and the notes that I have that are right next to the camera, but beyond that, it's all blurry. Well, I've been wearing these sunglasses while I've been going out walking. I just like the way they look. They're kind of fun. So I've been getting used to not being able to see everything clearly. Most of the time, that's like, okay, not that big a deal. But there have been a couple of times where I've been walking and someone will drive by or be on the other side of the road, and someone I know, someone who knows me, they'll wave and they'll say hi, and I have no idea who they are. I mean, unless they say more than hi and I can recognize their voice, it's like, I don't know who that is. I can't see them clearly. Dave and I were walking yesterday and we were walking on a path beside the lake behind our community. And she said, is that Ginger and Dan on the other side? And I'm looking over there and it's like, okay, that could be. Today I want to talk about folks who are not motivated by numbers, who don't find step goals motivating, who don't find the measurement of fitness motivating. In fact, it's actually demotivating. Welcome to Walking is Fitness. This is a podcast of action providing a little extra motivation to help you keep that fitness promise you made to yourself. Hi, I'm Dave. So one of the things that I have been talking about, probably from the very beginning of this podcast, is how having a step goal, wearing a Fitbit, was a game changer for me. Counting my steps and setting goals and challenging myself provided firepower to my motivation. And it changed the course of my fitness journey forever. And that's not an overstatement. And more often than not, compelled me to get out the door, even on those days when I didn't feel like it. Because I had a number to reach. I had a step goal to reach. I had to hit 20,000 steps or 10,000 steps, whatever it was. And so that was very motivating to me. And even if you don't count your steps, there, for many people, is a lot of motivation in building a fitness chain. How many days in a row are you reaching your goal? I'm going to take a 10-minute walk every day. You're not counting steps, but you're walking every day. And so the number then is attached to how many days in a row am I doing this? I call it a fitness chain. How long is your fitness chain? And I recommend that if you're getting started and you're looking for that little spark of motivation, building a 90-day fitness chain can be super helpful, because that's enough time to, for most of us, to establish a habit so that it goes from a have to a get to. And over those 90 days, you actually discover the enjoyment of walking. But it's the initial motivation of counting. How many days is this? What day is this? There are many, myself included, who find numbers and the counting and the tracking and the measuring to be very motivating. But not everyone does. And every now and then I'll hear from someone who says, you know, I don't like counting my steps. Wynn lives in Canada, and Wynn loves walking. But recently, Wynn sent me an email, and this was, I was talking about the monthly challenges, set a goal, a unique goal for a month, and see how many days you can reach that goal. And she said that that actually doesn't motivate her. In fact, it is demotivating. It's removing the pleasure from this pursuit of fitness. It's removing the enjoyment of taking a walk. And I actually understand that more than I think Wynn might realize. And even perhaps more than I realize, because for so long, those numbers and that measurement was a huge part of my fitness journey. But not so much now. Now it's much more about the pleasure of walking, the enjoyment of walking, of opening the door and heading out and just enjoying movement. Because I've got what I would call fitness momentum, I don't need those numbers to motivate me out the door like I used to. In fact, if I'm being honest with myself, those numbers probably, much like Wynn, would be demotivating. It would take some of the pleasure out of this walk, this fitness activity, if I was doing it simply for the numbers, if I was doing it simply to reach a goal. I have long touted the phrase, what gets measured gets improved. Someone said that this was something that Peter Drucker, the expert on management, something that he once said, and I believe that, that if you want to improve something, you need to measure it. What gets measured gets improved. And I still apply this to many areas of life where I'm measuring so I can improve. Where are things now? Where do they need to be? And so there are still many areas where numbers, a measurement, something that's quantifiable, is motivating to take the next step to get better. But I'm not sure that walking needs that for me anymore. I think I'm probably more in wins camp than I used to be. The sheer pleasure, enjoyment of walking is enough to motivate me out the door. Not so much about the numbers. So, all that to say, when I talk about the numbers, when I talk about goals, when I talk about step counts, when I talk about fitness chains, if you don't find that motivating, you're not alone. Not at all. And there's a large part of that that I now understand, that I didn't understand and didn't feel maybe 10 years ago, even 5 years ago. But if you're someone who does find the numbers highly motivating, that can be a powerful, powerful way, not only to get started on your fitness journey, but to add some fuel and some extra momentum to what you're doing, to supersize that fitness journey. And if you are just getting started and you need that extra motivation, I want to invite you to download the 90-Day Fitness Chain Tracker. Make a goal. Maybe it's a 10-minute walk every day. Maybe it's 5,000 steps a day. And then make the commitment to do it for 90 days. And the 90-Day Fitness Chain Tracker allows you to track the progress of this commitment, of this chain that you're building. Love for you to have it. There's a link in the show notes. Tap the link. Download the tracker. Make your fitness promise and begin building your 90-Day Fitness Chain. Thanks for allowing me to be part of your walk today. I'm honored. I'll be back tomorrow. That's my commitment to you. I walk every single day, and I would love to have you join me for another 10-minute walk. In the meantime, I hope you have a great day.